as we were today. Not since Pearl Harbor has our nation been placed under the challenge that it finds itself today. We extend our deepest sympathies to the families of the victims. We recommit, as we did in 1941, that this act of terrorism will not go unpunished. As with Pearl Harbor, which represented a watershed in our nation's history, we are at a similar watershed. From times in the future, we will look back and see September the 11th, 2001, as a point of demarcation in our nation's history. It will be a time of a loss of innocence and an awareness of the fact that we are not vulnerable from terrorist attacks. And it is not a potential. It has now become a tragic reality. We here in Washington will be challenged to re-examine what will be necessary to protect the citizens of America in this new reality. In my opinion, as a result of several years of analysis of the state of our intelligence community, there are priorities that we need to pursue aggressively. First, we need to recognize that terrorism is our number one priority in terms of threats to our national security. We must treat terrorism as the number one priority, not as a peripheral potential. In order to do so, we must reacquire the intelligence capabilities which we have lost, beginning with the human intelligence. We no longer can rely, as we did during the Cold War, on machines as the means by which we gather our information. We have to have human beings who are diverse to represent so that they can properly infiltrate the diversity of our potential adversaries. They must be human beings who are skilled particularly in the new technologies that they are going to have to be able to apply in order to provide effective human intelligence. And they're going to have to be more numerous in order to cover the number of potential areas of threat. We also must make an investment in rebuilding our ability to eavesdrop on the rest of the world. For many years during the Cold War, we had an almost uninterrupted capacity to gather information through the air. Today, as more communications are going through items such as computer to computer, we are going to have to rebuild our capability to gather the same level of information that we did in the past. We also must make a greater investment in the analysis of the intelligence information that we gather so that we can sift out of the haystack of material that we gather those needles that will point us in the direction of our potential adversary so that we can intervene before the act, not just write the history of the action. And finally, we've got to increase our investment in technological research and development. For many years, our intelligence technical capabilities were the standard of the world. We have fallen behind, and we need to close the gap and reassert our leadership so that the American people are assured that there is no adversary in the world that will have greater technical or human capability to anticipate, understand, respond, and effectively interdict terrorism. Those are the challenges that are before us. We will learn more about the details of this tragic day in the days ahead, but we all extend our deepest sympathy and prayers to those who have been most intimately affected and will be throughout their lives, the events of September the 11th, 2001.
Senator, there are many members who suggest that today's attacks represent a failure of the intelligence community. Do you echo those feelings?
I think it is premature to make that statement at the current level of information about these incidents, but that we have had gaps in our intelligence, particularly in the four areas that I just outlined: human intelligence, eavesdropping capabilities, the ability to adequately analyze the material collected, and to maintain our technological superiority. Those are areas in which we need to make a significant and sustained investment against what is now our number one national security threat, as dramatically and tragically demonstrated today: terrorism.
Senator, if this was not an intelligence failure, how was it allowed to occur?
I am not commenting as to whether it was or was not until I get some more facts, but I am stating that we have these deficiencies in intelligence. Whether one or more of these deficiencies can be identified as a reason that we did not know and therefore be able to anticipate and interdict this particular incident is something that's going to await more information on these specific events.
Also, could you talk to some of the suspects in these attacks, Senator? Could you talk to us about that?
Some of the...
The suspects. Who is responsible for these?
Again, I have not had a briefing. I hope I will within the hour from the CIA and the FBI on the specific events of today. But I'm commenting on a general pattern of intelligence softening.
Senator, if the responsible party is someone like Osama bin Laden, who has been in another country, in Afghanistan in this case, that we keep saying,
we're leaving this videotape from earlier today to take you live to the White House, where some members of the president's cabinet are expected to be speaking.